bought. Now, it took 60 long years, but the Compera family will now be given back the Baroque Collier Chateau, confiscated by the state in 1948. On Monday, the Prague Municipal Court rejected a final appeal and upheld a ruling from earlier this year, which said that the property had been unfairly seized. Now nothing stands in the way of the property being returned to its rightful owners. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Collier Chateau was used by both communist leaders and the country's post-1989 governments for ceremonial events as well as cabinet meetings. But that long chapter will now come to an end. On Monday, the Prague Municipal Court rejected an appeal by the state and upheld an earlier ruling returning the property to claimant Vykeslav Kumpera, grandson of the chateau's last owner. His grandfather, Antonín Kumpera, first bought the Baroque property before the Second World War, when he was the director of Czechoslovakia's Waltrovka, or Walter Motors. But it was confiscated after the war ended under the Beneš decrees, which sanctioned the confiscation of property from ethnic Germans who had sympathized with Nazi Germany, as well as from Czech collaborators. But this year the court ruled that in Mr. Kumpera's case the decrees were abused, nor was it ever proven that he had collaborated. On the contrary, it was Kumpera himself who was persecuted by the communists who pressured him into leaving Czechoslovakia. 40 years later, his grandson took up the legal battle for the property's return. Now the owner has said he hopes to turn the chateau into a family museum open to the public, but he has also not ruled out the option to rent or to sell. As of now, the government will have to get used to no longer using the exquisite property, complete with its surrounding park for future cabinet meetings and state events. Some members, like the Minister for Ethnic Minorities, Jamila Stehlíková, suggested lightheartedly on Monday she would miss the site. She told Czech TV tongue-in-cheek that the elegant surroundings had made everyone appear better at meetings and made clear it had yielded positive results. But in all seriousness, the government has of course stated it will get by just fine without the property.
Jan Wellinger with that report.